This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The Colorado Ag Water Alliance is hosting a webinar guiding local ranchers on tough decisions that need to be made during this year's drought. The webinar will include information about current range and hay conditions and how they may change with or without precipitation, annual cow costs and financial considerations, tax considerations, and other relevant subjects. You can find out more about tonight's webinar at coagwater.org. The event will be held virtually from 7 to 8 p.m. You can also find the link in the web post for today's newscast at kvnf.org. A wildfire between Delta and Grand Junction was reported yesterday, but has since been contained. The Reeder Mesa fire prompted an evacuation order for the area of Blue Sage Drive and Land's End Road by the Mesa County Sheriff's Office. The fire spread to 10 acres, but was fully contained by 3:30 p.m. yesterday. All evacuation orders have been lifted, and residents who evacuated may now safely return to their homes, per the Grand Junction Fire Department at 3:58 p.m. yesterday. Smoky conditions have been reported across parts of the KVNF listening area. The smoke is partially due to the Reeder Mesa fire and a fire in Rifle, but has largely come from fires in Utah and Nevada. The Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment told Summit Daily News that it does not expect to issue any smoke-related health advisories this week. The Montrose County School Board has approved a master contract agreement that increases the compensation for school district employees. The 2026-2027 Master Contract Agreement finalized a package that includes more than $3.3 million in salary and benefit investments, representing a 5.7% increase in total compensation. A press release states that the agreement continues a multi-year trend of investment in Montrose County School District employees and includes a compensation package that exceeds the current rate of inflation. District leaders say the investment reflects an ongoing effort to remain competitive in attracting and retaining high-quality teachers and staff. The agreement includes a 3% cost of living adjustment to each salary schedule, increased starting wages for classified and licensed staff, step movement and education advancement for eligible employees, enhancements to extracurricular compensation, and an additional $500,000 direct investment in employee healthcare benefits. The 250th anniversary of American independence is quickly approaching. In celebration of the event, the Paonia Literacy Project will welcome national legal expert Jeffrey Rosen to explore the fundamental values like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that helped shape the U.S. Constitution. Rosen is an American legal scholar, journalist, and author, as well as a law professor at the George Washington University. A press release for the event states, "Together, we will delve into the core principles of the American idea, liberty, equality, government by consent, and the pursuit of happiness, even as we have disagreed about how to balance those principles throughout American history." The event will be held on Wednesday, July 1st at 5:30 p.m. at the Paonia Library Amphitheater. Across the Western Slope, farmers have struggled with this year's early blooms and late freezes. Eastern Colorado farmers are unfortunately facing similar issues. The Colorado Sun reports that these farmers are bracing for the worst wheat harvest since 1965. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Colorado is forecast to produce over 50% less than the state's 10-year average. This drop is the result of severe drought and ill-timed periods of freezing temperatures across a wide swath of America's wheat belt. The Colorado Sun reports that some farmers are weighing abandoning their failing wheat and collecting crop insurance. Some farmers may not even have a choice between the two options. Wheat prices are influenced by the global market, and other wheat-producing countries, including Australia and Argentina, are reportedly having record years. As a result, Colorado farmers are unlikely to see changes in the marketplace, meaning prices will stay roughly the same, and they will not be able to recoup losses. The Trump administration is making it easier and cheaper for fossil fuel companies to lease public lands to drill for oil and gas, claiming current rules pose undue burdens on the industry. Rocky Mountain Community's Caroline Yanez has more.
Oil and gas companies pay bonds when they lease federal parcels, ensuring they clean up and restore the land when a well is retired to prevent pollution. The BLM wants to reduce those bonds from $125,000 for an individual lease to just $10,000. Operators that own many wells in one state pay $500,000 in bonds, which would be reduced to just $25,000. Autumn Hanna is with nonpartisan budget watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense. She says bonds are not excessively burdensome, but a necessary cost of doing business.
Every well eventually stops producing. Every well eventually must be plugged and reclaimed. The question is whether those costs will be paid by the companies that profited from their development or by taxpayers.
Orphaned wells can contaminate air and water with oil, gas, and toxic chemicals if not addressed. Critics say the rule change runs the risk of more wells being orphaned across the West. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Colorado State Orphaned Wells Program estimates that it costs around $92,000 to plug one well and reclaim the site, including environmental remediation. Tonight in Paonia, in the KVNF Community Room, a new kind of artistic experience is taking place. One book about the kinship of trees becomes a monologue and a song. There will be three artists, three art forms, all in conversation around a single idea. KVNF's Brody Wilson has the story.
I think that being an artist is an innate right that we have as humans. It's how we connect to our humanity. It's how we understand ourselves and then understand the world. And I think that it's a revolutionary act for us to practice our art and to be in conversation with one another in that way. And it's an act that is often looking to be suppressed.
Strong words about art and about the times we're living in. They come from a playwright named Gina Femia.
Hi, my name is Gina Femia, and I am a playwright, performer, and novelist.
Tonight, Femia is one of three artists at the center of an evening in Paonia called From Seed to Song, Heartwood. It's free, and it's at the KVNF Community Room. The idea is simple. Take a single book and let different art forms respond to it. Femia was asked to write a monologue.
I'm really excited about this collaboration with Juniper Collective and Heartwood, which is a beautiful novel. And I was commissioned to write a monologue being in conversation with that novel. And that's exactly what I did.
Femia keeps coming back to a phrase, being in conversation with art.
I'm a huge fan of being in conversation with art. I think as an artist myself, but then also as an educator, I'm always pushing artists to be in conversation with different types of art. If I'm feeling blocked, I'll seek out visual art that makes me feel inspired, or listen to music, or encounter nature, which is also a different type of art form.
The book at the center of it all is Heartwood, The Wisdom and Healing Kinship of Trees by Lindsay Branham, who will be there in person tonight for the conversation. Femia says reading it did what the best art does.
And so it makes us feel less alone. It makes us feel more seen when we can see ourselves reflected in another piece of art. And that's exactly how I felt when I was reading Heartwood.
The night puts three forms side by side. The book at the center, Femia's recorded monologue, and a new song commissioned from Colorado singer-songwriter Gabrielle Louise.
And then I would imagine that the song that's being commissioned is going to do something even more different. And yet they're all going to be the same because we're all in conversation with one another.
From Seed to Song is presented by Juniper Circle Productions, the Learning Council, and the Paonia Literary Project, a series that pairs rural and urban artists around a shared theme. For Femia, the invitation is simple.
But I think that it's also the most human we can be. And so I always, I encourage everybody to practice art and to be in conversation with, to view art, to express art. And hopefully that happens when folks attend this event on the 24th.
From Seed to Song, Heartwood is tonight at 5:30 in the KVNF Community Room right here in Paonia. It's free and all are welcome. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audra McCabe.